Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our first all singing, all dancing summary from the 2016 Sri Ratna International
Council
here at Adisthana with Dasani.
Hello, everybody.
I am Chandra Dasa, and we're very happy to welcome to our first summary at the end of day two. Karmavajra.
Yeah.
From India. Parami from all over the place, but particularly here at Adisthana. And Via Kirti from Mexico City. Welcome, everybody. It's the end of day two. My impression is everybody is a wee bit tired. It's a full schedule.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full schedule. We are worked beautifully.
Yeah.
But there's a lot going on. So everybody, is that everybody's sense?
Yeah, I mean, I started the meeting feeling a bit tired anyway, and it's been two very full days, but very satisfying. So I don't mind being tired.
Mm.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a bad tired.
It's stimulating, isn't it? It's
very stimulating. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am also enjoying the meeting and not tired, just sometimes it's difficult to understand or.
Yeah.
Yeah, apart from that, but I'm enjoying the theme. Yeah, and I'm happy with that. Many issues we raising today and we discuss about that. I'm happy with that. Yeah.
And it's a big thing to do a meeting when English is not your first language.
Yes, I am tired too. And but maybe the main reason is that I have jet lag.
You have jet lag?
Yeah, but I am okay.
So jet lag, not your first language, and lots of things to remember and take in.
Which is part of the experience here, isn't it? It's this amazing coming together from all over the world of various people with all sorts of different hats on, and yet we come together in these rooms and we do some really great work. So it'd be good to hear about today's work, our second full set of sessions. What did we start with this morning? Meditation?
Well, today's theme for the whole day was around looking at Sri Ratna's interrelationship with the world. We called the day World Needs Day. So we were looking at what's happening in the world that's of relevance to our practice, or how we might take our practice into the world. Yeah. So
specifically, I was interested in the caste system and racism, and we are dealing with that. Yeah, we are aware about that, and just and about ecology also, because nowadays I found that in our movement also, yeah, we are talking about Buddhism, but ecologically we are doing lots of things like that. Our lifestyle is not matching the ecology like that.
Mm.
So we are keeping awareness about that also. I'm happy with that.
I'll just ask Vidya Kirti about the day in Spanish. Bueno, chico. Estamos hablando un poco de los temas del día de hoy y un poco de cómo hemos sentido frente de estos temas. ¿Quieres decir algo?
Pues ha sido un día muy interesante. La verdad, me ha gustado mucho. Ha sido un día lleno de... pues de, no tanto ahorita de información, sino más como experiencialmente cómo vemos nuestra relación con el mundo, y la verdad ha sido muy movido.
So, it's been a very interesting day. We've looked at these issues, and not just as factual information, but more in terms of how experientially we respond to these issues that are affecting the world.
Entonces, las dos reuniones que tuvimos estuvieron muy, muy, muy bien, muy padre. A mí me movieron, incluso emocionalmente.
And both sessions today have really moved. They've been really good. They've moved me quite deeply, quite emotionally. So I'll just say a little bit about the content. So we began the day with a panel of three presentations. So Akupa kindly came over and joined us. And he gave a presentation on climate change. Again, not a particularly factual thing about what's happening and CO2 levels and numbers, etc. But more just talking about the impact of that, in the world really, in terms of conflicts around reduced resources, etc. I mean, I won't get into the details of it, but it was a really moving presentation. And then Viveka gave a presentation starting very much from her own experience of a person of colour in a predominantly white Buddhist movement, and moving out from that to talk about difference and the kind of creation of self and other. And then the third presentation of the morning was Yashasagar, one of our Indian Dharmacharis, and he talked about Dr. Ambedkar's social analysis, well, analysis of social ill and social dukkha, not only dukkha on a personal level, but dukkha on a social level. So using the Four Noble Truths to analyse the world's problems. So there were all three of them, very moving, very personal, and very thought-provoking.
Karmavadra, I want to just ask you about climate change. Is this something that your Sangha already talk about, engage with? And I'm thinking about, in India, the younger members of your Sangha, but also people who've been practicing the Dharma, practicing ethics and compassion for a long time.
Yeah, we are not really aware about that, actually, in India. We have the different issues and we are focused on that. So it's a new for us in Indian Sangha, we can say. I realize that it is very important for us. Because if you go to the Buddha's time, so he gave the limitation for the monks. He could carry the only 7 things. But nowadays we found that we are utilizing many things, which is not very good for the... And it is not good for our practice also. As a practitioner, we should need to go to simplification or simple life.
Yeah.
So that's remind me that in both ways it is useful for us, for the nature also and for our practice also. So it was good.
And so after those presentations, we had some follow-up sessions. Was that helpful as a way to process the talks and presentations?
Well, it's hard for me to judge that partly because I was holding the session. So I was leading through the exercises that we used. So I might ask my brothers here how they found it.
Yes.
So I'll ask Viriakirti and I'll ask him in Spanish. Yeah. Después de escuchar a las tres charlas, fuimos a la sala de meditación para hacer estos como ejercicios, ¿no? De hablar, para procesar un poco. ¿Te ayudaron a hacer estos o cómo te parecían?
Pues sí, la verdad es salí de la reunión todavía con el sentimiento a flor de piel y llegar ahí a la sala y el ejercicio que hicimos. Observar a los demás de frente, observar también sus respuestas, me ayudó mucho.
Yeah, I left the sessions of listening to the presentations with, you know, kind of like my heart coming up, you know, and I feel really in touch with my feelings. And then going into the shrine room and then just doing those exercises where you were looking at another person and expressing that was very helpful. So how did you find them, Karmavadra?
Yeah, well, it was really helpful for me because I could connect very deeply with my partner. I could able to understand him in that context. So it was really moved for me when I was listening to him or trying to understand him deeply. So yeah, really nice session.
And so after that was quite a strong evocation of challenge, wasn't it? The challenges that I suppose any community faces, but in this case our community faces, meeting the world head on with its difficulties, which we're part of, we're part of the world. And I really appreciated that later we got to this session called Bright Spots. Things that are going well, related to these big themes of climate change and diversity and racial bias and social change in action and meeting suffering. I think one of my impressions to know about you was just some good news, you know, just the fact that people were turning up and saying, actually, we're doing stuff about this.
Yeah, I was struck by the first presentation by Jnanadara where the Dublin Sangha responded spontaneously to the fact a climate change march was happening alongside Sangha Day. I feel quite touched that the Sangha just kind of decided to join in. So that was quite spontaneous. And then at the other end, maybe you had Pranya Ketu speaking of a very definite strategy that had been set up some time ago in how to create conditions for young people to become more involved in their community. So I quite enjoyed that. There was something spontaneous. There was the Buddhist Recovery Network, hearing about that, hearing about, you know, the different sort of things we talked about. There was quite a variety, but all with a lot of heart. I think that's what I enjoyed.
Yeah. It was a day full of heart, wasn't it?
It really was.
So do you feel, just last question before we let you go to bed, did you feel more optimistic in a way at the end of that day of the world's challenges and how we are meeting them?
It's a good question. ¿Te sentías más optimista? después de escuchar todo eso de hoy?
Creo que donde más me dieron herramientas para pensar, como dicen, más optimista, es en las reuniones que tuvimos en pequeños grupos. Ahí hubo una lluvia de ideas muy, muy, muy padre que espero aplicar en México.
Where I felt most optimistic was that we had small group sessions late afternoon, and in that there was quite a rainstorm of ideas. It's a literal translation. Lots of ideas which Veria Kitty hopes to take back to Mexico, because some of them are quite practical, of things that can be put in place.
Yeah, definitely. I enjoyed my group, and we discussed the different challenges, what we have. Just like in India, we need to reach out the different states. And just, I was a little optimistic about that. If we really could plan very well, so definitely we can do that. So in that way, but certainly somehow some doubt also, whether we are going to do or after this meeting. Mm. But somehow I feel the responsibility of mine also, because of that discussion. Mm. I cannot blame to others that they will do. So as I'm part of this meeting, so I found that more responsibility than previous.
Well, that's good. Yeah. It's not bad to start a day tired and end up optimistic, more or less.
My own response is complex. So I was part of the facilitation team that put the day together. And it was a day, the issues have got, they've got a lot of meaning for me. So on the one hand, I felt relieved that, hey, we're actually talking about these things and we're bringing some things into the open. Because I was holding the day's session, particularly the morning session, I was also very aware of discomfort that people might feel. You know, around those, exactly what you're saying, they're challenges. So they're not only challenges externally, but there are strong internal challenges in that as well, and how we respond personally to those issues and as a community. So I think my overall feeling is relief and optimism that we're talking about them. And I'm aware of work to be done. Mm. So I'm just really pleased that we're doing that.
That's great. Well, I think we should really let you...
I'm wide awake now. How do you feel after the day?
We're working away in the wee meeting team up here.
Yeah.
Just to follow up what you were saying, Harini, I think that part of the flavour of today is to not assume that we understand our conditioning and that we have seen all of our conditioning. Yeah, so without blame and in a way with an open heart, turning towards one another and turning towards ourselves and just seeing where the assumption or the not wanting to know is lying and how that creates suffering in the world. Mm. And I'm just conscious that tonight, well, you led a meditation, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Shakyamuni Buddha chanting.
Yeah.
And tomorrow morning, the first thing we're going to do is the Manjushri Stuti Sadhana. And that for me feels like a very strong connection from a day of looking at the suffering in the world and then moving towards our system of practice.
Yeah.
And we're going to do the Stuti Sadhana in the library. That, for me, there's something about the sword of wisdom that is held lightly but cuts deeply.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think we can really only engage with the Bodhisattva of wisdom if we engage with love.
Yeah.
So for me, that feels like the connection between today's quite challenging day and the rest of the meeting.
Mm. I think it's interesting to think we're all conditioned beings, and that's what particularly maybe Viveka was pushing towards us, looking at where we're blind in some ways to some of that conditioning and how that causes unnecessary sometimes suffering. But also she did it, well, I think the whole day was held without shame or blame. So there was a sense of trying to really move into these areas with empathy. And you said something earlier, Dasani, about the importance of evoking wisdom and love and compassion. So after a day of maybe focusing on the suffering of the world, tomorrow moving into a day of looking at how our system of practice works and evoking the Buddha of wisdom, as well as today the Buddha of compassion. And really, I think it came out very strongly in the three presentations and through the day that actually it needs to be dealt with love and not blame.
That's a very nice note to end a long day on. Thanks very much for agreeing to come late at night and talk to us about the fullness of today's exploration of the Dharma. We'll see everybody tomorrow, but I'd like to thank Karmavajra, Harmi, Veerakirti for being with us, and Dasani, of course. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
And I'd like to thank you for all
thank
the work you.
You
do for us.
Thank
and
you
keeping
much.
This kind of thing alive and letting people have a little glimpse, a little window into
little
what
glimpse.
We're doing here.